Hey, West.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm glad to hear that. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
We're back at it, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm just now on my second cup of coffee.
Oh, that's, I love to hear that. I love to hear that. That's beautiful. Because that means you're taking it nice and slow.
Yeah, only thing I got to do today is go sign off the estate papers on my wife.
Oh.
My late wife. And that'd be another ton off my shoulders.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear for your loss. That sucks.
It's been a rough 11 months.
I bet. You guys married a long time?
Actually, we wasn't together that long. We met in 2019, dated a year, was engaged a year, and was married from October 11th, 2021 till May 31st of
2023. Wow. Well, I'm very sorry.
She was heaven sent. She was.
What?
She was heaven sent because 2003, I caught my ex-wife and my best friend.
Oh.
I was on drugs and I was beating on her and the kids and everything. I put 200 miles between me and her that night. And it took me to 2019 to even trust anybody again.
Yeah.
And now I'm scared to even talk to anybody.
Well, you can't be.
I just
want
to work and have fun. That's all I want to do.
God didn't intend us to be alone. You definitely have to do your grieving. But you can't shut off completely because that's not how God wants it.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want it like that. He's going to send you somebody to help you heal your heart. You watch. He did it once before. Why wouldn't he do it again?
Yeah.
You know, but it's hard for you to see that right now, and understandably so, because you love that woman a lot, you know. But you just have to trust the process. It's not easy. It's not.
Yeah, grief is a process.
It is. And it's hard.
I'm 54 years old. I never had an anxiety attack in my life. Mm. It seemed like that's part of my life now. Every day.
Daily, huh? Oh.
I have, some days I go through the whole day fine.
Uh-huh.
I get the next morning, be fine.
Right.
And then that evening, I'm just a mess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's tough, but look at you going through it. You're going through it. You're not trying to avoid it. You're not using drugs or alcohol to numb your feelings. You're going through the process.
No.
You know?
That's it.
And there's something to be said for that. There's something to be said for that. So you just stay the course. Yeah. And we'll get you busy with some work. That way you can just be taking care of your clients, and before you know it, you'll be moving along. Okay?
Okay. Can you hold on a second? I got a call coming in.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Didn't leave. I'm here.
Okay. It was, what is it? Updated Medicare plan. That scam they're trying to run now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm supposed
they're coming at
scam
it from every angle,
the
aren't they?
I was getting 15 calls a day. And I called T-Mobile. And I paid them $4 a month.
Uh-huh.
To keep them from calling me, and now they figured out how to get around that.
Wow, that's terrible. Oh, man. Well, Miss Tara, we have a way to help you eliminate that with our system here. So we actually have a call tracking system that allows you to eliminate any spam and robocalls. So we can actually help you do that, okay? And so
when I advertise with y'all, they won't be calling in like that, right?
Right, exactly. They're going to be calling you directly. So first and foremost, let me ask you a couple questions here. Do you have a Facebook page for yourself, personal or business?
What do you mean?
Do you have a Facebook page for yourself?
No, for me.
Okay.
I haven't set one up for WL Excavations yet, though.
That's okay. We're going to take care of that.
Because that's the part of it that's giving me a hard time right now, because I don't have a computer to get on my desktop and stuff.
That's okay. We're going to... can you get on your email through your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how we're going to take care of everything for you. Please understand, we're going to take really, really good care of you. Okay? Here at Local Splash, my company is a full digital marketing firm, and we literally do everything. So what we do here is we program you in as a top recommended option on the first page of Google, there within the local map where the business is located. So you know how when you do a Google search, there's that map that'll pop up in the middle of the screen with the little red dots on it?
Mm-hmm.
That's called the Google local mapping section, and that right there is where we want to put WL Excavation as a top recommended option. So when people go to Google and they're looking up your services, they're going to see that you come up as a top option. They're going to be able to look at your website. They're going to be able to call you directly, text you. So we take care of everything here. We do that. We do the programming that puts you there within the local map. And we go ahead and we include a full website for your company. Okay? So the website itself is Google compliant. It's conversion driven and mobile optimized. So we're going to make sure that WL Excavation has its own www.com website. Okay?
Good. And then I can transfer that website or the contact information off of that email and stuff.
Yes.
Over to Angie's List, because
exactly.
I got to get that set up. What is it? Friday at 2 p.m. I'm on their pro list.
Okay.
And I'm going to start receiving bids and stuff on the 3rd. I'm trying to get everything set up this week.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're going to take care of all the heavy lifting here for you with this.
All
right. So we can literally just send you a link, and you can send that over to Angie's to link your website directly to your Angie's List profile if you want to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, this is going to also include all the Facebook ads and social media marketing for retargeting. Literally, all you have to be able to do is pick up the phone and help your clients when they need something. You can do that for us, right, West?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
yeah, that's why I started this.
And the clients, they're going to be calling you directly, okay? That's what I want to be clear on, is you don't pay per lead, per click, or per call with something like this, because everything comes directly to you, okay?
Okay.
We want to make sure that your clients are able to see that you come up as a top recommended option each and every single time. Now, we also include the programming for all of the top directories. So Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, you name it, we give you a listing there. What that does is that's going to increase your brand relevancy, and it's going to open up the revenue stream, so everything's coming straight to you, okay? Now, it's going to be really good, and I'm going to be the lead on your account and point of contact for you, so you're also going to get a complete tracking and reporting system that's going to allow you to track everything once you get your computer up and going, or you can always look from your cell phone. We make it super easy for you to navigate everything. That way, you know, you're not left wondering, like, what's happening or how is it working or anything. I'm going to be helping you, okay?
Okay.
Now, getting down to the price, you're new in business, right? I mean, I know that you have plenty of experience, but you're new in business, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're supposed to handle all the office details.
Uh-huh. Understood.
I'm supposed to do all the field work.
Yeah. She was doing the heavy lifting while you did the hand labor. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha. I gotcha. So we'll take care of this for you, though. Okay, we're going to take care of it for you. Don't worry. We'll set up the website for you. We'll do it all. So since you're new in business, though, the reason I asked that question is because we're actually able to discount the cost down pretty good. We can bring it all the way down to a flat rate of just $249 month to month with no contract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, everything here is done month to month, and we take care of everything for you. And I'm sure you want to give this a shot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure do.
So for account purposes, your first name, is that W-E-S-T?
My first name is Guy, yeah. G-U-Y.
Guy,
that's how it appears
okay.
on my, yeah, that's how it appears on my driver's license and birth certificate.
Okay. All right, Guy. And then your last name?
Aldrich, A-L-D-R-I-C-H.
And your email address, hon?
WesAldrich@gmail.com.
All right.
For some reason, I applied for a credit card.
Uh-huh.
And through Capital One, which I already got two.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a thing back where Expedia and some other, there's three different searches that checks your background and your credit and everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For some reason, the 26, they found my, I mean, like six or seven times, they found my email address on the dark web, and I can't get in touch with nobody to find out why it's on the dark web.
Hmm.
I ain't got a clue on that, but they, you can see where they did their search for Capital One, and then the dark web, and then at the bottom, they did another search for Capital One. And I ain't figured that one out yet.
That seems like
I've
a tough one.
I've had that email address
for a long time, huh?
Because
it's an original. Yeah. You don't have any numbers attached to it. Like when you could tell when it's an original because you don't have to have a lot of numbers, you know, like WesAldrich 567, you know, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you start getting into the numbers is when there's multiple accounts of the same.
Yeah, because luckily it said on there when I went into research stuff on my phone, it had at the bottom, password not seen. So
mm-hmm.
that's a good thing.
Oh, that's the best thing. Yeah, that's amazing. Absolutely. Well, we are going to do everything to protect your proprietary information. Bless you. Yeah, we're going to do everything to protect it, and we're not going to let anybody have your personal information. In fact, we set a security question on your account and everything for you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to take care of it.
I worry about that, you know, as people getting stuff in my name.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going, okay, how do I owe you again?
Yeah, exactly. You know, but we protect it all. And you can put a lock on your card, but we protect it all. We set a security question. So when you get a phone call, Wes, if somebody calls you and you're not sure if it's a local splash or not, you ask for that security question.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to hang up right away when it's not, you know, an actual agent of ours, because sometimes there is, it's very rare, but we set it up to protect you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I have your home office with an address of 140 Chevy Lane in Ellenboro, North Carolina, 28040. Is that correct?
Yeah, that'd be the mailing address for my home.
Okay. And is that the address where the business license and insurance is?
No, it's 127.
Okay.
Chevy Lane.
Okay, 127. Okay, so that's...
Yeah, on the land across the road.
Okay, but so that's where the address is for the information, though. 127?
That's where the business is going to be located, but I like to get everything here until I get a mailbox up at 140.
Okay. All right, but the business documents, they say 127, the business license and insurance does?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're leaving at 127.
Everything from the Secretary of State.
Yes, so it has to, it all has to match when we set it up, because when we submit you to Google, if there's any inconsistencies, they're not going to approve it. Either way, we're keeping it hidden on Google, so nobody's going to have your particular information, but we want to set it up properly, so we're going to keep it at the 127 for now, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
No physical mail's going to come there, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just so that you know, we're going to take care of that for you. And then tell me more about the services.
Basically, driveways, ditches, water lines, land clearing, basically footings for new houses and stuff. That's the last thing I drove.
Are you doing any site prep for foundation?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do site prep, clear the land, you know, take trees and stuff out.
Are you doing any bush hogging?
Yeah, bush hogging, grading.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a tractor and everything.
Are you doing any resloping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to figure out which vehicle I drove last. My wallet's in there.
That's okay. You got a little bit of time. I've got a couple more questions here. And then she put here that you're also offering, so your service radius, you're looking out about 50 miles or so. Is that correct?
Yeah, about an hour, hour and a half from here.
Okay.
Oh yeah, decks, remodel decks.
Okay.
Repair decks.
Okay.
I don't mind doing a deck job every now and then. I kind of like that too.
Deck repairs, remodeling. Okay. All right. And then
I basically take jobs nobody else wants.
Right. Okay. So what's going to happen is you're going to have a client interview with the technician. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to schedule your client interview with my technician, and at this time, what's going to happen is our technician is going to, he or she, I'm going to introduce you to them, and what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and they're going to purchase the domain for the website, okay, and they're going to build it. They're going to ask you to send in the photographs of your business license and your insurance. So you can literally just take a picture of them and then email them over to us so we can send them off to Google for verification. Okay?
Yeah, I screenshot all those. You just need a copy of the main page of the license.
Yep.
Like 22 pages.
Oh, no, just the main page. Yeah, we don't need
that. Just the Secretary of State.
Yeah, uh-huh, yep. We're going to take that, and we're going to go ahead and get that going for you. And then the conversation itself is about a 20-minute phone call, 30-minute max. We do go ahead and set an hour aside, though, for each individual call. So I can set it for you today between – do you want me to set that today between 12 and 1?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, so we're going to call from our 877 phone number – okay, you're going to get a text and an email reminder right before, and it's going to say Guy, because that's your official name. I have it in there that you prefer to go by Wes, but it's going to say Guy. Your client onboarding is coming in the next hour, so you can, if you can't keep that phone time, you make sure that you let me know so I can reschedule you immediately, okay?
Okay. Yeah, because the only thing I got to do, go to the estate office and sign off on the estate part of the finally got all that squared away, I hope.
Right. Okay.
I got
well,
a couple loads of wood to haul, and that's about it.
Well, I hope that you have some help with that.
Excavator.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, I'll load it with it and then take it and dump it and then come back and load another load.
Wow.
I had a bunch of trees took down around the house and I just had the guys come and drop them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take care of the brush because I'd done tree trimming for a while when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, I said, you drop them I'll take care of the rest. And that cut the price way down.
I bet.
I found a guy that wants the wood, and he wanted the logs. And we're doing a little horse trading for some of the logs to be cut up into lumber so I can repair a barn up here that I built back in 95 on that land.
Uh-huh.
I moved off the property, sold it. It changed hands again, and then the girl, she got transferred from Charlotte to Nashville, or Knoxville, and she didn't want to live around here in North Carolina and drive all the way up there. And she called me and said she's putting it on the market, and I said, what do you want for it?
Yes. That's beautiful. Wow.
And I decided I'm going to use the barn and the feed room that I built as a office.
Okay.
And then build a shed up there to park my equipment under.
I love that. I love that. That's beautiful. Wow.
There's Angie's List calling me now.
Okay. Well, I'm almost done with you right now. I'll let you, I just need to get a tiny, I just need to take the billing information and then we're good to go. I can let you get on with Angie's List and finish up with them. So for the card you're putting on file here, Guy, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
It's got a middle initial.
It does. And what's that middle initial?
W.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Let me go ahead and put that in here. And then, is the billing address the 140 or the 127?
140.
Okay. Cool. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
5156.
Mm-hmm.
7675.
Mm-hmm. 0454. Mm-hmm.
7857.
Expiration month and year?
327.
And then the 3-digit code on the back?
551.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and update that for you. Okay. Yes, so I need to set your security question. It's going to be your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name.
Mama's maiden name.
Which is?
Pack, P-A-C-K.
Got it. Okay, and like I said, if you get a call from anybody else offering you the same service, you just let them know you're already working with Local Splash and you got it taken care of. And if they make it sound like they're a part of Local Splash, but they haven't asked for your security question, make sure you ask for that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just did get a notice over from finance. They're offering, this is a great deal. If you'd like to take advantage of it, we have a great opportunity. It does allow for you to do a 3-month prepay. And it knocks the cost down considerably. So if you choose to do the 3-month prepay, it's only going to be a total of $700, and it will cover you for the next 3 months. And that brings the pricing down to about $208 a month on that. And then you're completely covered all the way through the summer.
Okay.
Do you want to take advantage of that, or do you want to leave it on the month-to-month?
We'll just leave it on the month-to-month right now.
Okay. You got it. If you want to upgrade in the next 30 days, though, say you decide you want to go ahead, you call me, and I can put the first $249 towards it, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll prorate that. All right. So I'm processing your payment. We're going to read a voice verification now that reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as you want it to read on the first page of Google.
WL Excavations.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Guy Aldrich, owner.
Guy, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
in order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Repeat that.
Yeah, it's kind of wordy.
So, I got lost.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I get lost saying it sometimes. So what it's saying is that, like I explained to you already, you don't need any other type of marketing. Between this and Angie's, you're good to go. So say somebody calls you tomorrow and they offer you, maybe it's from Yelp, right? You don't need Yelp because we're already doing Yelp for you. But you might not remember that when they call. So before you move forward with anybody else, you call and let us know, because if it's not something that's in your program, we might be able to add it. Or if it's something that's already in your program, we don't want you to pay twice for it, because sometimes they make it sound real fancy, but it's not. It's something that we're already doing for you. They just want to get more money out of you.
Yep. That's it.
So that's why we ask for you just to let us know before you move forward with anybody else. That way we can let you know, hey, you know what I mean? This is, no, that's not right. Or yes, let's do this, or we can do that for you. And I sent you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. That way you can call me directly. So you lock that 877 number into your phone, Wes. That way you can speak with me, because I'm going to be the lead on your account, okay?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is April 29th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package, and your setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes. There's no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 29th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service, you can do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Now, am I on speakerphone, Wes?
No.
Okay. Can you put me on speakerphone? Because I'm going to send you a link. I need you to sign the terms and conditions real quick.
Okay.
I want you to be able to look at it while you can hear my voice.
There you are.
Perfect. I'm sending you this link. So go to your text messages. And it's coming up from the 877 phone number. It's going to say, Guy W., thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Yep, fine.
Okay, click the link.
Let me pause this TV. Agree to SMS messages sent to my phone. I certify authorized orders. Click here, type the names of. Thing goes on and on, don't it?
It does, but it'll give up. It'll give up, I promise.
can't get it to the part where it's got my mobile number and I put my name in and a date. For some reason, I can't get down there to, it don't want to scroll up for some reason.
Okay, I'll have my tech team take care of it. Don't you worry. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. I'm going to have them take care of it. Yeah. So everything else is good to go right now. We're completely good. The next thing is we're going to be calling you to go over client onboarding here in just about an hour and 15 minutes. We're going to call from the 877 phone number, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any other questions for me at the moment?
No, not right now.
Okay. All right. I will talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.